It's graduation season here in the region, and we have an abundance of great colleges and universities who are sending their students off to their futures. So today we want to bring you some of our favorite highlights from the region's commencement speakers. Adele Lim, screenwriter of the 2018 film Crazy Rich Asians, gave the commencement address at her alma mater, Emerson College, and encouraged the graduating class to imagine their futures in three acts.
This moment, this is your act one. It's the setup, the part of the movie where you tell the world who the main character is and what you want. All good main characters have a want. A want gives you drive, energy, excitement. It signals the kind of journey you're about to embark on.
CEO and founder of Chobani Incorporated, Hamdi Ulukaya, challenged graduates at Northeastern University to be warriors for change, touching on his beginnings as a Turkish immigrant of Kurdish descent and his work with Ukrainian refugees at the Polish border.
As you go through life, there are going to be a lot of things about the world and society that makes you extremely uncomfortable or even angry. There are two things you can do about it. You can avoid it, you can ignore it, or you can work to change it. My hope for all of you today that you work to change it. I have found, on my experience, the richest life, the most beautiful life, is the life dedicated to helping others.
Cartoonist Keith Knight, co-creator of the series Woke on Hulu, returned to Salem State University to remind graduates there, don't stop learning, by making a hip-hop reference.
The real good music, you gotta look and search for it. It's called digging in the crates to find those beats. It's the same with history. I want you guys to dig in the crates and find the history that will fulfill you, that will nurture you. And this experience, learning about Baldwin and Angelou and Wright, nurtured me in a way that I can't really describe in words. So keep on searching, keep on looking, keep on expanding. Each one teach one. Tell your story.
Now this year saw a double helping of speeches. Many schools opted to offer in-person commencements for 2020 and 2021 grads who had lost their commencement ceremonies due to the pandemic. We all know Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's chief medical advisor and a guide throughout the pandemic. He applauded students at Roger Williams University for persevering through the pandemic to earn those degrees, and he called on them to eradicate the inequities in health that the U.S. has long had, but were laid bare during these last 2 years.
Together, we must draw on our wisdom, courage, empathy, and ingenuity to tackle entrenched elements of injustice manifested in so many subtle and overt ways to help heal this cultural disease and its downstream negative effects on health, just as we have worked to heal the viral disease of COVID-19. If ever the time was right to undertake this enormous challenge, it is now.
This year's speakers faced a daunting task. You're sending graduates off with encouragement and inspiration, but they were grappling with the reality of a commencement season that was bracketed by two mass shootings, 10 days apart, in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas. Many speakers leaned into the urgency of the moment, challenging students to take action to reshape their communities for the better. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern received a standing ovation in Harvard Yard just days after the devastating mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. The gun massacres at two mosques in Christchurch in 2019 led to gun control measures in New Zealand.
Banning military-style semi-automatics and assault rifles.
She stressed that democracies depend on civil debate and dialogue over political differences.
These are significant issues, and they have not been without debate and difference. But they are all examples of times where we have navigated times of deep change without, for the most part, leaving deep rifts.
Tennis legend Billie Jean King, encouraged graduates to look within and use the tools they received from their education at Springfield College to live authentic lives.
And in sports, the very best champions, the ones who win, integrate their head, heart, and guts. Interconnect them just like your spirit, mind, and body. And the great ones have all three going at the same time.
And that was before she started hitting signed tennis balls from the stage out into the audience. And last, singer-songwriter James Taylor. He urged the graduates of the New England Conservatory of Music to embrace their music as their spiritual food.
Make live music for live people. Whatever it takes and however you can manage it, alone or with other players, get your music in front of people. Make us one with everything.
That's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Tiziana Deering. Thanks for listening. We'll go out today with James Taylor's Shower the People.
Shower the people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel. Things are gonna work out fine if you only will.
And hey, on behalf of the whole Radio Boston team, congratulations to all the graduates and their families.